Money was built on slavery. Here's why. Historically, ancient cultures did use some sort of commodity for exchange with strangers, be it gold, silver, shells, feathers, and even animal teeth. It could be given as a form of ritualistic practice or even as special gifts. But it wasn't until rulers needed to pay their armies to enslave people that coin money really became a thing. According to anthropologist David Graeber, it appears to have been first invented to pay soldiers, probably first of all by the rulers of Lydia in Asia Minor to pay their Greek mercenaries. Carthage, another great trading nation, only started minting coins very late, and then explicitly to pay its foreign soldiers. This is what David Graeber calls a military coinage slavery complex. Soldiers needed to be paid so the rulers would make their military enslave people to mine the bullion to make the gold to pay them. Military conquest ensured an endless supply of new slaves, and even more bullion. Rulers even created imperial tax systems to force their subjects to create markets for these coins, so that soldiers and the ruling class would be able to use that money to buy anything they wanted. In other words,